Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I'm still basking in the excitement and challenge of the new year, and I have a word from God just for you. Yes, you heard that right. I have a word from the Lord just for you. Now, you may scoff at my statement, knowing thousands and possibly even millions are listening to my voice right now. This little program, which I began 14 years ago, has through the years been blessed, and I'm heard around the world, including the Middle East, Europe, Africa, and we were blessed a few years ago to begin broadcasting on shortwave radio reaching the 1040 window. That includes English-speaking countries of India, Pakistan, Nepal, Indonesia, and the surrounding nations. And of course, additionally, Psalms of Hope is heard throughout the United States, as well as on the internet. So yes, the potential for millions of people listening to Psalms of Hope is probable. So, how can I say I have a word from the Lord for you? It's because it is God's word. In fact, these are the words of Jesus. And if you choose, if you desire, this can be your verse to hold in your heart for the coming year. But it's your choice to say, yes, this is God's word for me, and I receive it. So get ready, make your choice. Here it is, John 15:9-11, Jesus is speaking. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. And when you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. Oh, my friends, think about it. Jesus loves you just as the Father God loved Jesus. I like to say, this means Jesus loves you special. Well, in the coming year, no matter what's going on in your life, if you remember that Jesus loves you special, you can make it. You can be filled with his joy. And if you want a copy of these verses, email me or write, and I'll send them to you. Yes, that's your word for the coming year. Whether you're young or old, Jesus says, because he loves you special, you will be filled with his joy. Well, there's a wonderful song that I've always loved based on scripture that reminds us of the immensity of God's love for you. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band singing The Love of God.
The love of God has been extended to a Savior of all men, there's hope in sin.
that song was a good reminder for you how immense and encompassing God's love for you is. You know, as I sit at my desk thinking of all the dire predictions and prophecies that were given last year that didn't come true, I'm thankful. And so, may I pass on a little wisdom at the beginning of this year? Don't worry too much about the various doomsayers and their predictions for the coming year. Why? Most of that won't happen either. But what I do know is, no matter where you live in the world, and no matter who is in charge of your government, if you believe in Jesus, then for this coming year, you will have a place of security, a place you can turn to no matter what your circumstances are, because Jesus loves you. And how do I know this? It's one of God's promises to you. Truly, God is a refuge for us, and just like King David, we can take refuge in God. You know, through all the hard times that David went through, he was hungry, cold, frightened, in pain, even angry. Still, David wrote in Psalm 61, "Wherever I am, though far away at the ends of the earth, when my heart is faint and overwhelmed, you, God, are my refuge, a high tower where I can run to, where I will be safe beneath the shelter of your wings, O God." Yes, I've found when we are emotionally overloaded, when we have fear, guilt, confusion, or any one of 100 different emotions, God says he will be our refuge. Jesus said when he was on this earth, he said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. In me you may have peace." Yes, that's Jesus' word to you also. So friends, yes, we can take shelter. We can find refuge in God. And here is Vern Jackson. And let God comfort you as you listen to this song, "Sheltered in the Arms of God."
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must trod. I have no fear, 'cause Jesus walks beside me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they won't worry me. For I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and not other shall harm me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall hear the call from heaven's portals, "Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod." I'll fall asleep and wake in God's new heaven, sheltered safe within the arms of God. So let sheltered in the arms of God.
the touch of hands so kind and tender. I'll have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me, for I am sheltered in the arms of God. Oh, what wonderful promises from Jesus in that song. And yes, it's in the Bible. Jesus said he will walk beside us. He will be our shelter. Well, as you think of this coming year, what do you hope for? What are your dreams and plans? Well, I had an interesting conversation this past week with a friend who's had some huge health problems this past year. She called, and in conversation, I asked her, "Well, what's new with you these days?" Without hesitating, she replied, "The day. It's a new day, and I'm going to take advantage of it." And in further conversation, she said, "With the health issues I've had this past year, I found it too easy to dwell on what has happened. But this year, I'm going to take each day as it comes and not dwell on the past or borrow possible future problems." And then we talked about Psalm 91, and I read a promise that I want to share with you today, too. It's a promise from God for you. In verses 15 and 16, this is God speaking to you. "He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him, and with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Yes, friends, that's God's promise to you, and I encourage you to read all of Psalm 91. I know it will bless you. It reminds me of a song that I want to play for you entitled, "In His Time." Some of the words are so reassuring for us in this new year. It says, "In His time, He will make everything right. In His time, He will show me His way. In His time, He will deliver me in this storm. He will be glorified in His time." Now here are the Booth brothers as they sing, "In His Time."
There's a storm on the horizon, and everywhere I turn, it seems as if I've tried that way before. Looking for the answers to come to me right now, to pick me up and set me on higher ground. In His time, He will make everything right. In His time, He'll show me His way. In His time, He will deliver me. And in this storm, will be glorified in His time. How long, O Lord, how long, O Lord, will I have to cry? I know You long to wipe away the tears from my eyes. Though I may not understand Your purpose and plan, I know Your grace will carry me through. You always do. In His time, He will make everything right. In His time, He'll show me His way. In His time, storm,
In His time, He will make everything right, even us. Yes, as we enter into this new year, we can stand on that promise, as well as the many other promises from God. You know, King David wrote many of the Psalms in the Bible, and they were to be sung by the priests in the sanctuary. Well, there's a beautiful anthem based on Psalm 103. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Well, what are His benefits? Do we stop to think about that? I could spend every program in this next year just talking about the benefits we have from God and still not be done. But here are a few that we can depend on for the coming year. The Lord is our healer, our redeemer, provider, satisfier, shelter, high tower. He's merciful and gracious toward us. Oh, these benefits and many more are listed throughout the Bible. How can we forget them? And yet, we often forget when the events of our daily life shift our attention to our pressing needs or reoccurring failures or circumstances that seem out of our control. In this psalm, Psalm 103, David calls us to remember that the Lord is compassionate and gracious. He wrote, "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear and honor Him." Yes, while we are aware of our own unworthiness, yet we can also be reminded of the lavishness of His love toward us. Just another one of His benefits, His unconditional, undeserving love for us. Well, there's a song that I love to play, especially at the beginning of this year. Some of the lyrics are, "Behold, He comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet call." Oh, yes, the song says we should declare the word of the Lord, because there is no God like Jehovah. And that's true. So here's Paul Wilbur singing for you, "The Days of Elijah."
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. Days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sword, still we are the voice in the desert, crying, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." Behold, He comes, riding on the clouds, shining. Trumpet call, so lift your voice, the ear
proclaiming this is the year of Jubilee for us. For there is no God like our God, God Jehovah, and He reigns throughout the earth. Oh, that song blesses me. It reminds me that this could indeed be the year that the Lord comes back to take us home. You know, the great Apostle Paul wrote about it to the church at Thessalonica. He wrote in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, "For the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet call of God, and we who are still alive will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. So encourage each other with these words." Oh, my friends, in an increasingly chaotic world, what a hopeful thought that this could be the year that Jesus returns. More comforting still is the anticipation that all who trust in Him will be cared for today, even while we are here on this earth. So today, wherever you are, let me read a few verses of assurance for you from Psalm 146. It begins, "God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear." And then that chapter ends with, "Be still and know that I am God. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Oh, yes, again, another promise from the Lord that He will be with us and be our refuge. But I'm wondering, are you ready to meet Him? If not, it's so simple, people could miss it. You may have even been going to church, but you may still need to ask Jesus to come into your heart. You need to take that step and ask Him to forgive you of your sins. In fact, Jesus said to Nicodemus, a man who had inquired of Jesus how he could be certain that he would go to heaven, and Jesus replied, "You must be born again." Yes, today you can pray a simple prayer and ask Jesus to forgive you. And if you've never asked Jesus into your heart before, but you would like a copy of a prayer that you can pray with scriptures, just write or email me today and I'll send it to you along with a little book that I wrote that explains what it means to receive Christ into your heart. And it's my gift. So just write and ask for the prayer and the book, New Beginnings. If this is the year the Lord comes back, I don't want you to miss it. So listen to the announcer for the information to contact me. Well, now our time together is over. I hope this program has been a blessing to you. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.